to what is possibly our last video of the year. All right, possibly. Because she might have some other interesting things on our page, but in terms of the video we're going to shoot together, this is definitely
the last one for the year
2022. So I want to start by wishing you first a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From Loves in the Married Ministries and
Just Us Girls Global Network.
Global. They're global.
And of course, David's Christian Center.
Yes. So to all our folks, all our followers, all our friends, all our fans, all our family members, we love you. Thank you for the support all through this year.
Yeah.
This year has been amazing.
Well, kind of. It's been a year, though.
I'm telling you, 2022, man.
I think I will always remember it as the year I lost my dad. So that might.
Aww.
I mean, but other than that, it was a good year.
Yeah, even that is the good thing. Is he lived well.
Yeah,
and he gave us this fine girl that has blessing the world everywhere. So hey, it's a good thing.
And, I miss him.
We'll see him. Not soon, but we'll see him.
not anytime soon, sir.
Please. You know, but it was a loaded year. Lots of travels, lots of conferences, lots of counselings, lots of books. Not lots of books, but
a lot of work, generally. Really.
Work, yeah. And 2023 is going to be
even more hectic.
The thought of the year. And the things planned and scheduled in the year already is looking.
Yeah.
And we're going to be on a lot of planes. We're going to do a lot of traveling. Yes. So
so we might be coming to you.
Yes, most likely.
Yes.
So from wherever you're watching.
Yeah, so 2023 might be the year we get to hug you.
Yes, see you
get to sign your book. You know, just...
Yeah, take a picture.
Yes, yes.
Because we have so many countries lined up. Australia, South Africa.
Kenya.
The United UK, States. The United Kingdom. Canada. So... Most likely.
Ghana.
We're going to see you. Ghana.
Who knows? Who knows? We may just have some other places that we haven't planned.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Know. Those things always come.
Ireland seems to be calling me as well, but let's see how it goes.
Yeah, there are just not enough days in the year.
Yeah.
So thank you for all your support all through the year. Thank you for the love. Thank you for being there, for watching our videos. All our subscribers, our followers, we really appreciate it. Yeah,
yes.
It goes along with the encouragement. So if you have not yet subscribed to our channels and you're not sharing another, please subscribe. It's good. It helps us have a sense of this is blessing someone out there.
And that's very encouraging.
Yeah. So subscribe on all our channels, Kingsley Okonkwo, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo, LDM with PK is like ministry page.
Just Us Girls Global.
Just Us Girls Global is also ministry. So subscribe to all of them.
David's Christian
Center page. Yes, subscribe.
Yes. So today, why are we here? We've been thinking about what we can share with you that would be a blessing to you this season.
Yeah.
And then the other day we were just having a conversation about some of the agreements that we had before getting married. And the truth is that those things have formed the foundation for how our marriage has turned out. A lot of things that you do, you have to be intentional about it. We were intentional from the very beginning about how we wanted our marriage to be. And so we had some decisions that we made from the very get-go. So today we're going to try to share just about seven of them.
Yes.
Just seven of the agreements that we had.
So you're going to start it. And these agreements, they're in no way exhaustive. So if I had end, we'd like you to share in the comments some of the things you feel. If you're married, things you had as agreements between your spouse and you. And if you're not married, things you think you would like to, you know, agree with your spouse about. What we mean by agreement is that things both of you said, okay, this should be like a law or a rule.
In our home.
In our home, you know. And it has really helped us. These things we're sharing really helped us. So let's go.
Okay. Interestingly, before I go to number one, interestingly, I think that they are not things that we agreed just at the beginning. It's just been over a course of the marriage, you know. Things come up, like how you have policies in your company. Something happens and then you make a policy.
Yeah.
So something happens and then we decide, you know, this would be a good thing to agree on. This would be a good rule for us to have in our family and in our home.
Yeah.
And that has really helped
us. They've really been helpful.
Yes. Yeah. So number one, There's a story behind it, but let me just go straight to it first of all. Number one rule that we had in this marriage was don't sulk, talk. You want to tell the story or should I tell the story?
You remember the story better, but the idea is generally that, you know, many couples, you know, expect their partner to just know what is happening. So we came up with that policy that, hey, it's important that you share how you feel, you know, and so that the other person will know exactly where you're coming from. So PM will give you the gist.
Okay, so first couple of months, I've shared this many times, but I'll go again. I mean, first couple of months into our marriage, we had one of our first moments where he upset me. To show you how insignificant.
I can't hold a fly. When did I upset you? You got upset.
Okay.
Not that I upset you.
You upset me.
Don't upset anybody.
Okay. I got upset because he upset me. So anyhow, I was upset. So I was just, I didn't know how to go about expressing it. So I did what I used to do in my father's house, which is just sulk, you know.
Which a lot of women do.
Yeah. You know, where you just start to give attitude, or what we like to call in our own house, carry face. Start to carry your face, you know.
Yeah.
Give attitude. What's wrong with you? Nothing. What's wrong with you? Nothing. As I was going around the house doing the, what's wrong with you? Nothing. What's wrong with you? Nothing. He asked me the first time, asked me the second time. I didn't say anything. He said nothing. And so he moved on with his life. And of course, I was still giving him food, still doing everything. But the conversation just wasn't flowing as it should. This is the last video of the year. Can you try to be serious? Was not moving as it normally should, you know, but I was just going about my normal business. I would give him what to eat, I would clean up the house, just doing everything as a new wife. I just got married, it was just a couple of weeks actually. And then I noticed something, that he was praying louder. He would walk around the house singing worship songs off key, if I might add, but singing worship songs nonetheless. He was praying in tongues for louder. You know, periods of time, he would just sit down, study his Bible. And I was feeling, what kind of human being is this? How do you upset someone and then you just go about your normal business? In fact, you're acting more spiritual, more holier than thou. And I'm like, this is just wrong. So after a few days of carrying my face, I went to him and said, you know, you're really wicked. And he was like, ah, wicked, new wife that I just married. A first kid can just be very, I don't know if the word is clueless or just be, face value, like this is what you said, and I believe you.
Yeah.
You know, so I said to him, I'm being very upset with you, and you've been praying. How can you even pray? Even the Bible says that when somebody has something against you, you first leave your sacrifice at the altar, then you make peace with the person. But here you are, singing, praying in tongues, and you can see that I'm upset. And he was like, oh God, is that what that was? He actually thought that I was being spiritual, that I wanted time away. You know how Jesus take time away and just be by himself with Jesus? And that's what I was doing. So he was challenged. And so he was praying, was saying, this girl will not win me spiritually in this house. She'll see that she met a spiritual man of God. And then I realized, like I always say, was my defining moment. That's when I realized that men didn't date. Yes, men did not date. They are not among. Men have no clue sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you are fighting with someone who's not fighting
with you.
Fighting
with you, man.
You're upset with someone who has no clue that he has upset you. And so my husband said to me, you know what? If something's wrong, don't sulk, just talk. Just tell me. Tell me, I don't like this thing you did.
Yeah.
Or I don't like, so we just agree from that day. So now we don't do all those things where you have to figure it out. And besides, men don't read minds. They read newspapers.
Yes.
So they're not going to. A man is always able to read their mind. Just tell him. Yeah. Don't do the nothing is wrong and suffer in silence, you know?
Because women generally, women understand sign language. Unfortunately for you,
like body language.
Yes, body language. I sign language just more captures it better. You know, but men are clueless. Men are literal beings. So, you know, something can seriously be wrong. You can be given the worst attitude possible. As long as the man is asking you what's wrong and you say nothing, he takes it literally. But women understand body language or sign language. They understand that all greeting is not greeting. All right? That can say good morning and good morning or good morning. That they're all different for men. Anyhow, you have said it.
That's okay. Those
even
are,
if you're not,
those
the man
three
has
are extremely different. How about good morning?
Understand.
Good morning.
Yeah, women understand that it's different. So what we came up with really helped us, because by that, you know, I didn't have to always figure out when she's not happy. I could depend on her or expect her to just say so and say why she's unhappy. Now, we don't have to necessarily trash out the issue at the time,
but
you have to know that, okay, this thing's going. And it mustn't be, you know, said with a...
battlefield attitude. Yeah,
because what happens again is that most times then people want to even talk about what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
They say it wrong. The women ask me all the time, that what do men mean by the like respect? I just tell them, it's your tone, your timing, and your attitude. That's it. So use the right tone and just explain to him or her. Sometimes, you know, it's the other way around. And just say, hey, baby, or hey, whatever.
Honey.
Hey, sugar.
Hey, sweetness.
Uh-huh. You know, hey, lemonade or whatever it is you guys are drinking, you know. You know, and say, you know, this thing really hurt me. You know, so tone,
mm-hmm.
then timing,
yeah.
You know. Don't just, we just finished World Cup. Not that when they're playing World Cup, you know.
Or just your team just lost.
Portugal, Ronaldo is playing final with, Argentina won't make it to final.
Oh, wow.
England, they're playing World Cup final. That's when you want to have that talk. No, the man is not going to be able to listen. All right, or Man City is about to win Champions League, playing Champions League final against, Barcelona, Real Madrid or something, or PSG. And you want to have a serious conversation. So tone, timing, then the attitude.
Mm.
All right, that's just the best way. Yeah.
So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, we agreed that we'd exchange parents. Mm.
Yeah.
I think you should explain that one.
No, because we found out, again, one of the things that has helped us a bit was that I was already a bit like a popular marriage coach and relationship expert, even before we got married. So I knew the things that generally cause drama amongst couples. And one of the major ones was in-laws. In-laws is just a big drama. So I always had to cancel people that, oh, somebody was saying, oh, he's doing this for his own dad, doing that for my own, not doing that for my own mom. So we came up with something at the time. Now, most of our agreements are based on the fact that we understood that marriage was a covenant from scripture.
Yes.
So that's very, very important.
Yeah.
And you know, I can't emphasize that enough, because every day I run into Christians that still, you know, talk as if they are totally, you know, oblivious of that fact that marriage is a covenant, it's two people becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with that understanding based on the scripture that, you know, from now on, your parents are my parents,
mm-hmm.
and my parents are your parents. And that means when it comes to caring for her parents, I take the lead.
Yes.
When it comes to caring for my parents, she takes the lead.
Mm-hmm.
That way there's no issue of, you know, you did this for your folks or you did that for your folks. And we both agreed to be generous towards our parents, you know, and all that. So,
yes, and we also agreed that whatever you do on one side, you must do on the other.
Side,
so if whatever you're buying for this mom, we just buy for two moms. What we're doing for both dads, we do for both of them. We also did not have the luxury of having, you know, both parents in the same state. Like, my parents were in Lagos with us, but it didn't affect how we were treating them on each side. And then we also found out that it would be easier if, in terms of blessing your mom, I was doing it. It would make her more fond of me.
Yes.
She already loves her son.
Yeah.
Now, I was the one that needed the connection. So doing things for her and, you know, a gift will always make room for you. So buying things, doing things, you know, calling.
So gifts to my mom came from her.
Yes.
And gifts to her own folks came from me.
Him.
You know, that has a way of opening your parents' heart towards your partner, which is very important.
Yeah.
But now the flip side to that particular agreement was that whenever there was an issue, all right, I had to talk to my folks.
Yes.
So she never had to interface with my parents regarding something that,
negative.
Where there was a, negative, where there was a disagreement. And I never had to interface with her parents when it comes to negative. So, you know, because you have a way you can talk to your own folks. You have a way you can tell
them to back off. Don't do that. But you can't tell your mother-in-law to back off.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, that's for Africans. I know some people
I mean, you can do that anywhere else. But for us, especially in Africa, especially in Nigeria, you know, respect for elders is such a big thing.
Big deal. And family, extended family is very involved
A major part of your marriage. And if you are not careful, they will go and settle the mother in the village.
Yes, unless it's drama. Listen, if you're a busy couple, you need your in-laws, or trust me, you need your parents, your grandparents, because
your
taking care of kids,
you're
taking care of, children's grandparents, taking care of kids, omugwo,
all those things.
Man, you need it all.
So we knew that we couldn't even play with our parents.
Yes, because your mom was phenomenal.
Aww.
With all the kids, you know, she would just, you know, when she was coming, it was just a big deal, you know.
She
And she would bait all the kids. She would carry them a lot of times. That would give you time to sleep. And baiting the kids was like a drama. She would sing and all. Look, her mom, when her mom comes to the movie, it's a big deal. It's such a big deal.
We actually all gather around and watch her because
it's such a big deal. She would bait the kids, throw them up.
Sing. She had a song for each child, and then she would dress them, and she literally just take the children off me. By the time she's leaving after 3 months, you then realize that.
Reality.
Oh my God, what happened? I had a baby, actually.
Yeah. So it's good to manage that. Yeah.
But I also like the firmness of your mother. She told me that she would say, "Let the baby cry. It's opening their lungs." Yes, you know, my mom, they have the tendency to, you know, spoil your children, and she just has having none of that. I just love that.
Soldier, literally, she was in the army.
Yes, and the fact that she's very upfront about anything she doesn't like.
Yes,
you know, you don't have to guess with my mother-in-law. She will tell you, you know, and then no airs. She's not trying to be mean or anything. Yes. She don't tell you this thing where you do no good.
I'm telling you.
Actually, we just move on without even looking at your face to know whether you took it well or not. She has told you, and that's it. You know. So, we exchanged parents.
Yeah,
that was an agreement. And that really helped us.
Such a blessing.
It really did. Made our lives easier, you know.
So, we have little or zero
in-law
dramas.
Yeah.
Wonderful in-laws.
That was a good decision. Very good decision.
But right now, just the two mothers that are left.
Yeah.
The two dads are gone. Mm. Yeah, the two mothers are left. So, women live longer. Men, we have to do something about this.
I literally heard cricket sounds right now.
I'm telling you, so we don't allow us to go. And people stay back and enjoy life.
No, that's not how it works. What happens is that the men are older. So we go the way we came.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So all things being equal, the way it works is if we live to be the time God, let's say 120, it means that you will naturally go 2 years before me.
Wow.
So will you leave us a lot of money to spend?
No. I'm taking my money, all my money with me. I'll spend my money, but not the date. I just spend about like 3 million naira ice cream.
What flavor?
All the flavors. Then 100 million naira suya.
Why are you buying rubbish? You don't buy car. You don't buy.
I don't finish my money. But buy car, you will use it when I go now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Forgive him. No. Okay. Next thing. We have to go straight to the next thing that we agreed on. So next thing that we agreed on is very romantic. I will do it every day, no matter what, even when we are not excited about situations or something is upsetting somebody, that we agree that nobody leaves the house without kissing the other person.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we agreed to that. Interestingly, our children didn't make fun of us now. They bet with their friends. So the other day, I was cooking in the kitchen, and then Pastor K came downstairs. He was going to play tennis. And so he walked into the kitchen, and then I heard my daughter and her best friend were on the dining table. And then she said to her, I didn't know what they were talking about, but I was hearing whispers from the kitchen where I was. And she was saying, just watch. Next thing I said, so Pasuke said, oh, I'm going. And I said, okay, bye, baby. And I kissed him. And she just said, you see, I told you. And told them, oh, I'm like, can you imagine these children betting on our head?
Yeah.
But the idea behind this is not just because we like to kiss each other, which, by the way, we do.
Yeah.
But it's the concept of making sure that we're the last time you see someone is always a pleasant experience. Like, he's walking out the door. Maybe the last time I ever see him, it will not be, but it's the last memories you always create are pleasant ones. Yeah. And the assurance that even though I'm leaving you, I am not forsaking you, in quotes. Yeah. Even though I'm leaving you, you still have my heart. So that was what formed the logic behind. And then we find out that it also makes us closer somehow.
Yes,
you
there's
know.
A fondness
there's
to
the
it,
yes, intimacy, the to non-sexual touch, all those things are major for us in our home. So kissing each other before we leave.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, it's just they call it in psychology and in marriage therapy a bid to connect. So of course separation is the opposite of connection. So the more a couple seeks to connect, the less likely they would separate. So that it's just basic. So what happens is that many couples do not respond to their partner's bid to connect. So whenever your partner maybe calls you or says, oh, come and see this thing, or wants to kiss you, that's a bid to connect. And when you respond, the connection is tight. So there was a post I did sometime this year about one of the things that breaks marriages is when your partner sends you a joke or something on, yeah. on social media or Instagram and you don't reply, you don't send the laughter.
I felt attacked.
Yeah, she's champion of that. I'll send her jokes. She won't answer.
Because I'm right beside you. I just laugh out loud. No,
you have to return the laughter.
I don't remember to type it because I just laughed out loud.
Yeah, I sent it by post. You have to reply, send your laughter in spite of the physical.
Okay,
You know, so people just thought it was a joke. However, that was a bit, so whenever your partner does things like that, it's a bit to connect. They send you a joke, send you something, that's a bit to connect. But some people, some partners in their response, maybe do not respond back. And they think that's okay. That's not okay. Psychologists found out that that's the number one thing that breaks a marriage. You know, I saw it after I said it, you know, I'm an expert, so most times, what the psychologists say, you know, they learn from me, you know. So what psychologists found out that that is a singular thing that causes separation or causes a marriage to break down. When one partner is, you know, showing that bit to connect, I want to connect with you on this area, and your partner is not responding. And I said, you know, I knew that all along. So any small, you know, step your partner takes towards connection, either a kiss when we're going out, showing you something, sending you a message, your reply matters because that is a connection that strengthens the marriage. So, yeah.
Okay. So, number four, we agreed no passwords.
Yes. Yes. Share. Okay. You want me to share?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, like I said, most of these things are based on our understanding of covenant. You know, the Bible says the two became one, they become one. You know, therefore shall a man, Genesis chapter 2, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
And they so, were naked.
Yes, and they were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. So we understood that, you know, there has to be 100% transparency.
Yeah.
I'm still amazed when I see couples that say, oh, what's my wife checking in my phone? You know, your husband should not check. I'm wondering, you know, how did you, who taught you marriage? Where did you get the concept of marriage from? Because in the real concept of marriage, the two people are becoming one. So it's no more my phone, it's our phone. He said they were both naked and they were not ashamed. So you should constantly try to remain naked before your spouse. So we agreed from day one. There will be no things like passwording phones or hiding phones. So, in fact, the way we catch up with Jesus is that we check on each other's phone. All right, when we have the time, it's not like we, you know. But it's not out of a position of threat or suspicion. It's more, hey, okay, oh, what was happening to this person? How far did you settle with this person? Things like that. So we've always had that from beginning.
And another thing that made it quite easy is having our social media on each other's phones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, for instance, I have his Instagram on my phone. He has mine. You know, at some point, our phones were even cloned at some point, you know. So if you were sending me a message, it was coming straight to my phone.
Yeah.
And that kind of, like you said, it really helps us to catch up on gist. If you live busy lives, that's the easiest way. Picking up the phone, going to chat and saying, oh, what's this conversation with this person? What this person wants?
Yeah.
Oh, are you serious? You gave this person money. Oh, I forgot. Oh, you know. So we have those conversations. We catch up with gist, with each other's phones. In fact, a lot of... In fact, a lot of his social media accounts, emails and everything, I open them, so I'm the one who has the password. So that has helped us, really.
Yeah.
You know, you feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you feel safe with each other.
Amazing. Although that makes it difficult to surprise your wife. When I'm planning surprises or anything, I have to be extra, extra smart and extra careful. But it's worth it. It creates that bond, that openness, transparency. So it's one of the agreements we had, yeah.
So number five agreement... joint accounts.
Yes. The way you say it, the way we normally say it.
So we agreed to have joint accounts and joint accountability. Yes. So for some people it's or, but for us, we agreed to have joint accounts and joint accountability. So that meant that we would have one account with our money in it. And in a case where it was impossible to have one account, whatever was going on in that person's account, the extra account, because I needed an extra salary account.
Things like that.
So I had to be accountable also as to how the money was being spent. Even they will not ask me. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
She's a way better financial manager.
One day
you could
just wake up and don't clear your account.
Yeah. So
you say Does that mean
I trust you? I trust you, I'm serious. It's me you should be worried about.
Very good.
You see, I can spend for Africa. You know, so you know, again, that's another thing that surprises me about couples, that when they say things like, oh, he didn't give me money today, I'm wondering, so you guys are running, you know, what many couples are actually doing, they're just, even though they're married, they're still living as two single people. So a lot of things about them are separate. And listen, when you separate money, it's one of the things, see, money is literally involved in almost all decisions that you make. So once money is separated, you find that your minds will start being separated. I was actually talking to a couple, I spoke to the husband earlier in the day, and he said he's traveling next week. And I spoke to the wife about, I wanted to see you guys next week, but your husband is traveling. And she didn't know he was traveling next week. You see, if those people have a joint account, there's no way he can even buy tickets or buy anything without them. Yeah. So it just gives accountability and it gives, you know, synergy. You know, so for me, I'm always tripped. I'm always genuinely surprised when I see couples that are actually not doing their finances together. It helps planning. That means, you know, there's nothing I want to do that I won't share with you. It helps communication, you know, helps agreement, helps in a lot of ways. So we've always had that from day one. We've always had a joint account. We've always planned our finances together. I always believed all our dreams we do together. So we've never had discussion of give me food money, give me that money. We don't have this kind of discussions. Except when I just want to bless her and I just write her a check or something. It's still for my money that she's aware, but I just dash her to go and do anything she likes with it. Things like that. You know, so we've always had that, and it's been a blessing.
The interesting thing about it is when you have a joint account, especially with your wife, and she's reasonable, I think that what happens is that you end up saving a lot more money.
Oh, yeah.
Because she knows what's there.
No, but sometimes the women are the ones that are... Okay, I said about when is the one spending.
Yes. Right? If the woman... Yeah, I'm going there. So if the woman is the one who's the spendthrift, for instance, because a lot of men complain, my wife spends a lot of money, my wife spends a lot of money. I think that if she's aware of what you have, most women dream big because they think their husband earns more.
Yes. So the earlier you let her know what you have, also give her a faith target. So let her know what you're aiming for. Women are incredible in terms of bringing dreams to pass. All right. You plant a seed in a woman, not just a physical seed that will bring a child, but your dream seed.
Mm-hmm.
Plant in a woman, you'll be amazed how fast it's going to come out. So start sharing dreams. Like, one day I want us to own our own house. One day I want you to have this. I want you to have a kitchen, the kind of kitchen you like. I want you to have the kind of room you like. I want you to have a gym in the house. Whatever she likes. All right. Start planting the seeds of that dream. You'll be amazed how fast. You know, where we live now was like that. You know, we just shared and said, hey, we'd like to live in this place. And we literally live here now, you know. So it changed everything for us.
Yeah.
And it helps prudence. So if one of you spends too much, you'll find that, and they don't, usually spenders marry savers.
Yeah.
You know, so all the spenders worldwide, Merry Christmas. Savers, get your own from...
Merry Christmas to you.
Get your own from where you saved.
Merry Christmas. I've saved so many Merry Christmases, I can give you some. So Merry Christmas, guys.
So it was a blessing to us because I just found out how incredibly good my wife was at managing money. And like I said, when we teach them finances anywhere, I said, man, you know, no matter what's going on in the world, this woman has money saved somewhere. I don't know why Nigeria is borrowing from China or other places.
Wow.
Let's go and borrow from.
Don't let it come from
money
you.
Saved somewhere, I'm telling you.
But I think that it's important that we also emphasize here that it only works because we understand covenant.
Yes, and we're both in agreement.
Yes,
about
we're
it.
Both in agreement about it, and we're not out to get each other. Yes. We're not out to hurt each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a lot of people use money as a tool of punishment.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, or the man is reckless. Yeah. To be funny enough, there was a season of our lives where there was
where
Vasquez was financially reckless with money. But he didn't leave me unprotected.
Yes.
That's the truth. Because he also gave me the license to, you know what? Still always have, so we would always have money that we took. Like, we have this amount of money. Then he says, okay, we're traveling. This is for shopping. Take this. I'll take this. And I had freedom to do whatever I wanted to do with my money.
Yes. Which
so
is
that,
safe.
Yes, which is...
You save, you're not going to spend it.
You come and beg it later.
Yeah.
But you know, it made me feel safe that I could have mine. Because I know that a lot of women have those issues where, you know, we put our money together, the man takes the money and just disappears and is reckless. And he's also not thinking about her. Even though Pastor K had those moments, he always found a way to protect me. He always found a way to say, oh, you need money, right?
Yeah.
You take some money. Don't let me. And I have the habit of, oh, no, honey, if you need, it's okay, it's okay. And he's like, no, you two need, take two.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do with it. And that's where you have a savings. I have a savings account apart from the family savings. So it's like, that's what you like to do with money anyway. So when you take your money, save it, do whatever you want to do with it. So that still made me feel
safe. And in the case where you're married to somebody that is totally unreasonable and irresponsible, you might have to, you know, look for a way to protect.
Not have a joint account.
Yes.
Maybe joint accountability, or both of you must sign, or you know, for us,
because some couples, this joint account thing
can't work.
They're not working together as a team, or one party is really, really reckless and unrepentant
and inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of that's a lot.
Telling
yes.
people better keep some money because rent will be due. This guy will tell his story, or children's school fees will be due. So take care of yourself and your kids.
Yeah, for us, that just even the joint accountability really helps, because I'm the kind of person who likes to save money. Yeah. Pastor K likes to spend. So what we do, is that he doesn't have any cards with him.
Except
when we travel.
Nowadays I've changed.
Now that he's
repented
more,
of my sins. Before I didn't have any of our
cards,
bank cards.
Checkbooks.
I didn't even receive alerts on my phone. Even till today, I don't receive any alerts on my phone. So anytime you send me money, please send me a message that you sent me money, or else I won't know. But God sees you.
But
God
bless
you anyway. Yeah, she's the one that will know. So there was a time I had to spark for my accounting team because somebody sent me a large amount of money and they didn't tell me for months. And I was seeing this person every day. I never thanked the person.
Yeah.
So one day they were given an account and I saw a large figure. I was like, where did you get this money from? They said, oh, somebody paid. I said, like, and you guys didn't tell me. They said, no, just find out something. I said, were you expecting payment of something?
No, but we just believe that the Lord will favor you, sir. So when we saw the money.
I've had those issues a few times. In fact, I've gone to preach somewhere and they sent me a very large seed. In pounds.
Oh, but I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, in pounds. A lot of money. And they didn't tell me. I was talking to the people later and they was like, they sent money. I didn't know. So, hey, when you're rich, you're rich. When you're big, you're big.
Oh, gosh.
You know? I'm not that rich. Please send me money. I'm still need money. I'm getting there. I'm not yet there.
Number six.
Mm-hmm.
You look out for me and I look out for you.
Yeah.
So, in this family, you're not allowed to make those selfish decisions.
Yeah.
I want to buy a car. It's not up to you.
Yeah.
You say, I need a car. I'm the one who decides whether you get a car or not. I want to change my hair. You decide. So we had to do it that way so that there's no selfishness in our marriage.
Yeah.
One of the ways we're able to control...
Yeah, reduce your selfishness.
Yes, reduce selfishness.
Sometimes she's still very selfish.
Okay, like when?
Sometimes.
No, we need examples.
I'm joking. I mean with the selfish part.
God. But it really helped though.
Yeah, definitely.
It has really helped.
Again, it's
it also gives you. Sorry, I was gonna say it also gives you an opportunity to spoil your partner.
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of times when Pascal has some, I want this, and he has said it a million times, and I just give him my mind, you know, and he now starts getting cold feet about it. Maybe I buy this one, buyer's remorse. That's what it's called. Like, you now feel like should I buy? And I'll now go behind his back and go and buy it. And be like,
But I did the same thing too.
You did a lot.
I remember
now,
one of our first gifts. I'm just gisting. One of our first gifts I bought for you.
Which one?
I think that's the gift I gave you. There was a shoe.
The shoe, the wristwatch,
but there was also the wristwatch.
Or the Bible.
Yeah.
Those things.
Yeah. So there are things like that. If she mentions that she likes them, or we'll go to a store and she sees them and the price is too high and she can't buy it, I'll just go back later, and make a deposit. Because we usually couldn't afford it at that time. So I'll make a deposit and say, keep this thing out. I'll come back and I'll pay small. Sometimes it took me like a year to pay. They don't have to hear, but...
We should go back to that store, though. There's
one particular store
Pascal used to do all
so
those...
So go there. They used to have designer stuff at cheap price, yes. So we'll just go there. So,
it's still open, though.
Yeah, we'll go there and do a video.
I passed
there
yesterday.
Yeah, so the rule was that I look out for her and she looks out for me. And that has helped us. That helps to... You focus on it. But again, it's like I was saying, it's tied to covenant.
Yeah.
The covenant of marriage also doesn't allow you to look out for yourself. It's the same thing. You know, we're in a covenant with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the principle in scripture is Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, then it will be added. So God takes care of your need. You focus on the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
He takes care of your own things. So
that's
the same way. 1 Corinthians 7 also says the same thing. He that is married does not seek to please himself, but to please his partner. You know, and things like that. So it has really helped
focus
us.
On me now.
Yeah.
Focus on me, I bless you.
Yeah, I'm focusing. And by the way, she bought me this watch. I went to a store in Turkey when we went for the vacation and all that. The NHN and the Warrior people, what do you call it?
Warrior Queens.
Warum was on it. You know, they took us on small on kind of vacation in Turkey. And so we went to this watch store. I loved this watch. I saw it. Beautiful. I don't know if you guys can close in camera. I don't know if you guys can see it. Very nice watch. I love it. You know, so I saw it at a price. I was saying, see what it said. I was indifferent. I wasn't sure. So eventually I left and I was negotiating a price. The guys didn't agree. So I left it. But Pastor Media went behind me when I went to the bathroom and paid for it and bought it. So we do those kind of things from time to time. So,
And I like how happy those things make you. So I score major points when I do those things. And he does too. So when I say something, in fact, I think he does it more for me because. Before I buy into myself.
Oh, saver.
Say major.
Saver, Baba.
But I'm so good at buying for everybody else. Even people that don't need, like everyone around me. Once I travel, I start to think, oh, this person.
She shops for people.
I'm buying things for kids, everybody. For people. And then I get back and I don't have anything to wear. I will remember. Or they will tell me, oh, these shoes are this amount. I'm like, oh, what's that? That will buy shirts for Chisom, buy shirts for Dutchie, buy shoe for Gideon, buy perfume. I would have calculated that one closet. What's that? Yeah. I'm not buying. This kid's like, bye, you have been working all year long. You have been doing this. So he gets a chance to surprise me a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable. I mean, I really like the fact that I don't have to look out for myself. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that I don't have to be selfish. Yeah. You know, I can just rest in the fact that somebody just have to say it a couple of times and somehow it just shows up. At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really been a blessing.
All right.
And so number seven, the final one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess?
No.
The final one and the most important one.
Mm.
Divorce is not an option.
Yeah.
We said that so much to each other before we got married. Yeah. Was one of the first things we agreed that we will not get divorced.
Mm.
And there's a way, Pastor K, you know, because when we say those things, sometimes people think, how can you say that you will not ever divorce? How can you say that? You know, Pastor K gave me an analogy many years ago that we use with our clients today. And that is that when you're in a room, there are no windows, there are no doors. And both of you are in that room and a fire starts in the room. What would your first response be? Your first response would be to try to put out the fire.
Yeah.
But if there are windows and there are doors, first thing you try to do is run. So he said to me, we have to close every window, every door in this marriage. No way out. Okay? In this marriage, divorce is not an option. Whatever happens, we stay here and we fight till death do us part.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed. That many times you wanted to carry your bag and go.
Oh yeah, you don't look at my trouble now. You're a good girl. You're a nice girl. People always ask for the secret of marriage. This is the secret of our marriage.
That's
right
okay.
here.
That's okay.
Right here.
Everybody knows I have bad character, so you cannot say that.
You don't do it at home. It's outside. It's outside. You do it. So,
oh my God.
So that helped us. We don't consider divorce.
It's not even an option. Like, not an option. There's no way out. So just stay and fix it.
Yeah. I think that helps. Yeah. Because sometimes when you give that option, you know, and you start, some people constantly threaten their spouses with it. I will divorce you, I will leave you. And before you know it, it becomes. You know, they are calling it into existence, and one day it will manifest.
So for us, divorce is not an option. We understand covenant. We understand that we're in this for life.
Yeah.
And the only way out is death.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that since we're in it, we might as well make it worth it.
Yeah.
So that kind of guides how we enjoy being with each other. We enjoy each other.
Yeah.
We enjoy hanging out. Basque is my best friend, so we talk all the time.
Yeah.
We just about everything. We gossip. Everything. Yeah. Everything bad. I do it with this man. And every bad thing I know, it's the one that taught me.
Wow. This man. That's not true at all.
But because we know that we're not going anywhere, we decided to make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of hanging out, spending time together, and, you know, talking. We're always talking.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always talking. So there you have it, guys, our seven things. Top agreements, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure there are more, but I just can't remember all of them.
No, but seven is okay.
Yeah,
you guys go and work with that one first.
Yeah.
Then you come back later.
And in the comment section, if you have ideas of things couples should agree about, you know, hey, right, we'd like to know.
Mm.
We'd like to know. So, hey, all right. So, see you next year.
Yes. See
next
you.
Year?
2023.
Yeah.
And we pray 2023 will be much better than 2022.
It will. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will. So please make special memories this Christmas. Watch Christmas movies. That's our favorite thing.
God, Netflix has been bombarding my phone.
Yeah.
These movies are. I'm going to download. Oh, God. I'm going to download
Christmas
so many.
Movies, the same script they all share and use.
Yeah.
Same script.
One somebody person actually
lost
did,
to a woman in the shop and they fall in love. And
let's send you that video clip. Someone did a skit about Christmas movies. All Christmas movies on earth. This is the storyline. Somebody's working hard, hates Christmas, throws something at a Santa Claus that we don't know is Santa Claus until the end of the movie. And then they send the person to a small town, go there, write a bad article about the town. Then gets there, falls in love with the town, but has already written a bad article. Then the guy fell in love with.
Yes,
in the bookstore. It has to be a bookstore. And then at the end of it all, they now fall back in love. And then Father Christmas now shows up. And she's like, oh, that's you, that's Santa. And I'm like, same story, oh. We like
it. And it must be snowing.
Oh, of course, now.
But in Nigeria, it doesn't snow.
But again, now. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way to make Christmas movies more interesting, you have to have junk.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to have junk like on your bed. Okay. Cookies, cakes, stuff like that, hot chocolate. Wow. Have it. Just have it on your bed and then just be watching and be stuffing yourself. Be okay with being fat. Sweaters, big tops, nothing.
What you want is this?
Yeah. Then when you come in January,
it starts, you join gym, renew your gym subscription.
You have
gym people make money in January. Even though
the year resolution.
I'm telling you, come and register. They will come.
First week. By no, first they won't come first week. Oh.
Gym people make money.
They won't come first week. Everybody has bought nice, cute gym outfits.
Yes. Kids, people that say kids will make a lot of money.
So thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you. See for you those guys. That just had my 3 million ice cream, hit me up.
See you guys 2023.
So please don't forget to like, subscribe, share. And follow us on all our platforms. We love you. Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Bye, guys.
Hey, North America, we're all packed and loaded, and we are heading your way. If you are in the United States of America or in Canada, we are coming to you in the year 2023. So, but hey, we need volunteers. We need people that will make this happen. We're having our tour and we need help. So, hey, if you live in America or you live in Canada, go to the link in my bio or Pastor Mildred's bio and register to join the volunteer team and let's make this happen. All right, Love That Marriage, you want to cover as many cities and as many provinces as possible. So it doesn't matter where you stay. As long as you're inside the United States of America or you're in Canada, please register to join the volunteer team. Let's make it happen. Let's make history. All right, see you.